Welcome back to The Jump Around, 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand. Jim Rutledge with you live from the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios. Jesse Nelson with me as well. You can at Jesse or at underscore Jesse Nelson on Twitter, at Jim Rutledge or at Jump Around 105 are ways to get into the show. Still willing to take your calls here, 844-770-3776. And I'm asking the question, Jalen Johnson, in my opinion, is not a quitter for opting out of the rest of the Duke basketball season. I'm asking, do you agree with me? 63% of you say he's a quitter. 37% of you say he's not a quitter. Eric Johnson on Twitter chimed in. He says, no, he's not a quitter, but he isn't committed. I'll give you that. I think he's committed to getting to the NBA. We also have another tweet here, but I'm not necessarily going to read that one just because it's not like inappropriate, but it's just a lot of speculation as far as his time at Sun Prairie. So appreciate you timing in there, but I don't know enough of how it ended at Sun Prairie. What I do know is that Jalen Johnson, as Wisconsinites, and Jesse, I think you and I think you can agree I can work on this, but I think all of our fans could as well. Like, just root for him. He's from Wisconsin. Root for him. Let him, you know, if someone from Wisconsin is doing well, unless they're playing your team, why wouldn't you root for him? Badger fans rooted for J.J. Watt when he went to Houston. So why wouldn't you root for Tyler Hero in Miami unless he's playing the Bucks? Or why wouldn't you root for Jalen Johnson wherever he ends up? Unless, you know, and maybe, look, maybe he ends up, I doubt it would be with the Bucks, but who knows, you know, what happens as far as how things could break in the first round or, you know, team. I know the Bucks don't have a first round pick for 125 years, but maybe they get back in by making some reshuffling trades. So you don't really know how this all breaks out. So why wouldn't you just root for the kid? It's a young man trying to make the best decisions in his life at an age, Jesse. I don't know what you were doing at 18 years old, but trying to make career decisions that would affect millions of dollars wasn't one of them, especially in the middle of a pandemic.
No, I was trying to figure out what biology course I was going to take my second semester at Bradley right about this time. Yeah, it was crazy. And it speaks, Jim, what the fact that we're talking about Jalen Johnson, he's getting this national recognition as a lottery pick. Tyler Hero in the stage that he played on so well in the NBA Finals last year. Tyrese Halliburton is with the Sacramento Kings right now. It's just a tremendous NBA rookie right now, having a fantastic rookie season. There's some other players too. Jordan McCabe played at Kakana. He's starting for West Virginia. They're a top 15 team in the country right now, and they're fantastic. Like, look at some of the great talent that's played across Wisconsin at the high school level, and it makes it that, you know, that state tournament we saw a lot of these guys playing at a few years ago. That was cool. Like, there's been a lot of really good young basketball talent from across this state. We should celebrate it, not knock people down because of college decisions that they've made, and not even things that are, you know, controversial or I don't know what's the word I'm looking for. Like, things that aren't bad about their character or about, like, choices they've made. It's just stuff to try and further their professional careers. Let them have their day. Let them have their moment here. Try to get to the next level and be proud of the achievements that these young athletes from Wisconsin are able to accomplish.
So when I looked at this, one of the things that when I thought about this, I think it's just remembering that he doesn't owe you anything. And I think that's the easiest way. I get maybe professional athletes owe you a little bit more because they, you know, they're choosing to sign on here. But I think in general, you're going to be a happier sports fan. It's if you remember these high school kids and college age kids, they don't owe you anything. They play for your favorite team, and I would have loved to see Jalen play for the Badgers. I think that would have been great for you. I think you could have solved some of the issues going on with the Badgers right now. I think it would be great if he was playing in Madison. He'd be a key contributor on his team. They'd find a way to start him, and the Badgers would be a better basketball team with him. But he's not, and he didn't want to. And maybe that – like, there's a lot of the things play into it. Maybe it wasn't the right choice because if he was playing in the pandemic in his backyard, then maybe it's a little easier for him to finish it out. But maybe the basketball side of it doesn't work the same way as well. So I just think, especially when it comes to young student athletes, just get off their case, let them try to figure it out on their own. And remember that, including me, I never had these opportunities afforded to me at such a young age because I was never I'm not good enough to be doing to have these decisions at the age of 40, let alone 18 years old. So just be happy for them and understand that that's a lot to put on these kids to make the decision that makes you happy. Let them make the decision that makes them happy and their family happy, which their family means their moms, their dads, their brothers, their friends. And just root for him to be successful. Like, I think Tyler Hero is an annoying basketball player. I don't have any problem with how he, what he did to get to the NBA. He is now making money and a happy person, and he's living his NBA dream. That is good for him. He's still annoying, but good for him. This is the Jump Around 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin on Demand.